Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Activist groups say it's time for a good old-fashioned holiday shopping boycott.
This campaign, it's not really about guilt. If you have to buy something, it's about buying black, buying local, and redirecting your dollars.
Lots of people are already heading into or out of Southern California for Thanksgiving.
A lot of crowded planes, a lot of crying babies, a lot of angry passengers. Yeah, the usual.
And a mega wealthy candidate for California governor is calling it quits.
I am dropping out of the race and supporting Eric Swalwell.
All that and more on today's LA Local for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I am Nate Ward, and I will be your host for today. Let's talk about the holiday rush to get out of Dodge for Turkey Day and a rich guy who found out that money can't buy you everything in life. But first, let's start with the fact that some of the groups behind the No Kings protests are taking things a step further by going after big businesses. They're calling for holiday season consumer boycotts. One campaign called Mass Blackout kicks off today and will last an entire week. They are urging people to shop only at small businesses and avoid the big corporate stores that they blame for upholding what they're calling a corrupt economic system. Another campaign is called We Ain't Buying It. I like that name. We Ain't Buying It. And asked shoppers to stop using 3 major retailers for 5 days starting on Thanksgiving. Our Margaret Carrero got more from one of the organizers, Glow Sahai from the group 5051.
Specifically around consumers taking their power back and not spending at 3 specific targets, which is Home Depot, Target, and Amazon. And the reason that we chose 3 targets is that we want this campaign to be accessible to a wide variety of consumers. We know that there's many consumers who may just be now thinking about the realities of corporations, corporate greed, and their impact on their everyday life. We wanted this to be accessible. We know that people are still going to want to buy things, know that people are going to be looking at holiday spending. In the example of Target has made promises around DEI and then rolled that back. In the case of Amazon, they've funded the administration and continue to do so. We just saw that they funded the White House ballroom. And also from Home Depot, we've seen them continue to coordinate with ICE. We've seen people arrested in their parking lot. And so this campaign, it's not really about guilt. You know, if you have to buy something, it's about buying black, buying local, and redirecting your dollars.
So this really is kind of like an extension of the protests that we see out in the streets, but it's being done with the power of the purse.
Yes, this is really about people taking back their spending, their consumer power, and in some respects, voting with their dollars.
Is there any concern at all that doing something like this could impact the people that work for those big corporations?
So yes, we have taken that into consideration. That Target has been supported by people who have been organizing around Target for a long time, and they have made considerations for the workers. There are several people that support that campaign that also work at Target or have formerly worked at Target. For the Home Depot campaign, we are also supported by Endelon, which is the National Day Laborers Organization, and they also have support from Home Depot organizers. From Amazon, we also get support from Amazon unions. So there is a lot of consideration taken back into this. And ultimately, these types of campaigns, the goal is to also benefit workers as well by ensuring that the policies that are put into place are actually honored by these corporations.
Research into past boycotts suggests they may not be super effective, as many people end up voting with their dollars by shopping instead of staying at home. And researchers, they also note that time-limited boycotts can have a limited impact because shoppers just end up buying before or after the blackout. And folks are already moving around to get to their Thanksgiving destinations. Must be nice to take the entire week off. I'm a little bit jealous. But as the holiday travel rush gets underway, our John Baird went to LAX this morning.
It can always be a bit iffy traveling over the holidays, but again, people will say it's about family and it's worth it, even if it can be a hassle sometimes.
A lot of crowded planes, a lot of crying babies, a lot of angry passengers. Yeah, the usual.
Douglas says his family is meeting at his sister's house in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to see my parents and see my sister and my cousins and everybody, so it's worth it. But
so far, it's smooth sailing at LAX, at least it was as Douglas was getting ready to take off. Security lines were short, but who knows what the trip back will be like when he returns to LAX.
The Auto Club predicts nearly 6 million Southern Californians will be driving to their holiday destinations instead. And a whole bunch of them, they're already on the road right now. There's a new bipartisan bill being introduced on Capitol Hill to make public transportation safer and more affordable. It's from local Congresswoman Laura Friedman and Staten Island Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. We talked to the Burbank Democrat, and she told us how the bill would help.
Creating the first federal grant program to help local transit agencies hire more police officers and to make physical upgrades to protect operations and passengers, things like cameras and shields and visibility improvements. This is the first time that there'll be federal help specifically for these kinds of improvements.
Congresswoman Friedman says she's hopeful the bill will get enough support from Democrats and Republicans to pass. She also pointed to the fact that adding more police officers on public transit in Washington, D.C. led to a significant decrease in crime. It makes sense, because if there's a cop right there, people probably won't commit a crime if they can help it, right? I don't know. A Democrat has dropped out of the race for California governor. Billionaire Stephen Klubeck, who made a large chunk of his wealth running a super successful business selling timeshares, was on CNN last night.
I am dropping out of the race and supporting Eric Swalwell.
Klubeck says he's backing the Bay Area congressman, who also happens to be his friend.
I'm happy to say that I'm going to merge my campaign into his and give him all the hard work that I've worked on and let him take it forward and cheer him on.
Former Rep. Katie Porter, she still leads the Democratic candidates despite her little stumble from grace when videos leaked online of her berating a staffer during an interview and another video showing her being verbally combative with a CBS Sacramento reporter during a different interview. That just goes to show you never know who's watching, and maybe be a little nicer to your staff, especially when you're on tape. The most recent Berkeley IGS poll showed Porter with 11% of the likely vote, followed by Xavier Becerra at 8% and former LA Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa with 5%. GOP candidate Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco has a slight lead over everyone else with 13%, and fellow Republican and former Fox News host Steve Hilton has about 8%. Police in Hermosa Beach are investigating a group of e-bike riders who were caught on video violently attacking a man. It was five or six of them to one, A man was just walking down an alleyway Friday night when the suspects, all believed to be teenagers, surrounded him and started beating him. Another man jumped in to help the victim and called 911. He spoke to CBS LA.
They immediately transferred me over to the ambulance, the actual live ambulance team that was on the way so that they could get prepped for what was going on.
He said the man was taken to the hospital and had a concussion. This is not the first time that e-bike riders are accused of assaulting someone. Hart Cardoza says he was attacked just a few weeks ago.
I mean, I have no doubt there are more of us out there that just haven't reported or that, I tried to report it and there's no follow-up.
Police are asking anyone with video or photo evidence or any info about the suspects to reach out to them. I don't think getting jumped ever feels good, but there has to be an extra sting when it's a bunch of kids just beating them up. And I don't know, the fact that they're e-bike riders too. You know, it's one thing if you got beat up by the Hell's Angels back in the day. At least those guys, they rode like Harleys and stuff. And these guys, they're rolling up on you like, and then just beating you up. You might not even hear them coming. But hopefully both of those people who were attacked make a full recovery. And these young people are caught and they change their ways. You know, just ride your e-bikes in peace. You don't have to beat people up because you can't get a real motorcycle. I don't know. Here's a bit of more cheerful news. An adventure with a happy ending for a missing cat and a couple from Idaho that was reunited with her. Now, you're wondering, why are we talking about Pepper, the cat who vanished in October from her home in Boise? Well, earlier this month, she was found in San Francisco, which is about 645 miles away from her home. Pepper was taken to Animal Care and Control, where a microchip scan traced her back to her home state. Pepper's owner, Lindsay Jensen, told CBS San Francisco about what it was like seeing her kitty again.
Well, she let out this huge, like, meow, like, oh my God, it's you guys, Daddy, you came and got me. It was so great. And then she talked to us, like, all the way home, all about her adventures. I wish we could understand, but it was great.
I bet Pepper had a lot to say. That's real cute. And, you know, it's unclear how Pepper ended up in the Bay Area. Jensen says Pepper was emaciated when found, but has since gained some of that weight back through extra love and care. And this is just wild. That sounds like the premise to one of those 90s talking animal movies, like little kitty heading out of Idaho with the help of her pooch pal, Airbud. I'm not sure, but I'm glad Pepper is back in the land of potatoes with her family where she belongs. So that's all we got for today's LA Local episode for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the entire inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Please tune again tomorrow for another episode of LA Local featuring me again, where, you know, you'll get more of this, I guess. We appreciate you for listening nonetheless. Have some fun out there and peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.